one of those people that totally admires the passion that Rent Collective brings their offerings to us. That one was As For Me. And of course, friends, you're plugged into Impact Radio, Gloriously Ordinary with myself, Pinky Naika. I often say that I am entirely captivated by the stories of people who walk with Jesus and have experienced in one way or another His loving hands over their lives, over different situations. And this afternoon, I have one such a guest. Her name is Jill Gretschmer, and she's going to share with us about her journey with the Lord, but also a journey in general with all the things that she does. Jill, good afternoon.
Hi, Pinky.
How are you today?
I'm good. Good to be here.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you came.
Yes.
Can you just like quickly introduce yourself to the listeners?
Of course. So first and foremost, I'm a mom. Proud mom of two gorgeous sons, both sold out for Jesus, and a beautiful daughter-in-law. And I've run my own recruitment business called Ideal Candidates for 27 years now. I'm a cancer survivor, and I'm here really to share how God has brought suffering into a beautiful testimony. He really has brought beauty from ashes.
Sure. I'm really looking forward to hearing about that, because Jill, we know that every now and again at the end of the year, there's some people who are, of course, celebrating. It feels like it's been a great year and all that. But then there's also people that have been through some really hectic times, and they don't know how to reconcile the suffering or to even see beauty in the end. And I feel like your story has so much of that. And you've chosen a quite interesting medium to share your story. You're an author.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit about the books that you wrote?
Sure. So the titles of the two books I've written are Anchor for Cancer and Anchor for Life. Anchor for Cancer, I'm a cancer survivor, as I mentioned, and I was a caregiver to my late husband for 4 years. And during that time, I learned a lot about the illness. And after distributing Anchor for Cancer as the book, I was then told by friends who'd read it not to keep it just for a cancer audience, but to actually extend it further to anyone enduring adversity, long-term illness, a crisis, an overwhelming challenge.
Yeah.
And so those are the two books. And then I also have designed two online courses with similar material, but with testimony on video of people who have received healing, a full recovery of whatever their challenge was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sure, Jill.
As amazing.
As you were speaking, I'm like, do you have 24 hours like the rest of us? Because it sounds like you're quite...
I'm a busy lady.
Listen, you're out here doing the things. But how were the two books and online courses birthed, if you could share with us, and how did they come into existence?
Okay, so in 2004, my husband passed, having battled cancer for 4 years. And during that time, I realized the emotional roller coaster that this illness takes one on, not only the patient, but the whole family. And at the time of his passing, our two sons were only aged 13 and 11. So years of single parenting then followed, which in itself was quite challenging. I then had my own cancer diagnosis in November 2018. And after a year of treatment, I received my full healing. And so I've been in remission since. I'm delighted to share that.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
I'm
pretty sure
there are people tuned in right now who are where you were, say, in 2004 or in 2018, and they felt like God is not seeing them, God is not hearing them. And I'm pretty sure just having you in studio with us is an encouragement. So thank you for your willingness to share your story. But can you summarize the basic content of the books and the course that you did?
Sure. So what I did was, having realized the huge need for support, I interviewed and filmed 14 cancer survivors, among which were two pastors and a medical doctor. And each person shares their story of healing, going the Christian route, how God helped them to full recovery. The name Anchor actually came from the scripture Hebrews 6 verse 19. We had this hope as an anchor for the soul,
man,
firm and secure.
Yeah.
And Jesus is our living hope.
Amen.
So he keeps us steady through the adversity. So if one looks at the content, the material is based on Christian principles and addresses holistic healing.
Mm.
We look at emotional, spiritual, physical healing.
Sure.
So my late husband received his salvation only 3 weeks before he died.
Sure.
And God showed me in that spiritual healing is the ultimate healing.
Amen.
And then through my journey, God highlighted that I had a root of bitterness from a deep wound and unforgiveness.
Sure.
And he showed me the importance of releasing that before our physical healing actually manifests.
Wow.
I'm a firm believer there's a strong connection between what we think, what we say, and what we feel.
Mm.
And as the word tells us, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Mm-hmm.
And the week that I received my healing, I actually received a scripture, Proverbs 18, verse 21, 3 separate occasions.
No.
2 sermons,
sure,
and 1 in a cell group. And it goes like this: death and life on the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words.
Sure.
So I believe our words have power. I believe there was a very significant reason why God gave me that verse. And we need to be speaking the promises of God's word over our lives, no matter the circumstances. So the topics in the book and on the course include stress management,
yeah,
how to receive God's peace to replace our fears, building hope and faith, how to receive God's love, power of the word and of prayer, healing, power of worship, identity in Christ.
Sure.
And then the last chapter is actually called Going Home. I believe we can only truly receive our healing if we don't have any fear of dying. And many people...
Jill, I'm in the background and I'm like, you're so incredibly profound.
Yeah, so I address any fears that the attendants have. And also I believe even reading the book, it's between you and God ministers through the pages. That's the response I've actually had, is that, you know, in that private space, God is showing people that is where your fear lies and that is what you need to surrender to him in order to receive the peace.
Wow.
And so God gave me the sacred privilege of walking alongside 5 people to their very last day.
Sure.
The one gent was actually at hospice, and the nurse pulled me aside and she said, in all my years of nursing, never before have I ever seen someone so filled with peace about dying.
Sure.
And that for me was huge affirmation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jill, I mean, as you were describing the content and the themes of the course, I couldn't help but think you really are were serious about the holistic nature of it.
Yes.
It's not just, because a lot of the times when we are ill, I won't lie, I was ill recently, and I'm not one to get sick frequent, like it's not my thing, but when I was sick, I couldn't think of needing anything else but just relief.
Right.
Just wanted to touch it and experience it. And I love that you've just covered the holistic person. What does it look like to find healing in your emotions, in your mind, even in your view of God and your identity in God? That's so good.
Amen.
But can you just share how one can benefit by attending the course and reading the books? I mean, you've only touched on some of the stories and your experiences with people that have gone through the journey with you.
Yeah.
But somebody's listening now and they know they need this. What are the benefits that you believe journeying with you in this way will have for them?
Okay, awesome. So when we experience a life crisis, we feel helpless, afraid, and alone. Managing a wide range of these confusing emotions can be overwhelming. So the subjects that we address, just to share a couple of testimonies, the one lady was healed of depression while she was attending the Anchor for Life course, which was amazing. That was so encouraging and affirming. Then we have a lady whose son actually died of drug addiction. So she shares, as a bereaved parent, how did God help her through that? So there are various, you know, different scenarios, both in the books and on the courses. But it offers something to anchor into during that journey of adversity. When everything is swimming around you and you feel like you're drowning, this is the anchor, the living hope of Jesus to hold on to and keep you steady. And I found that by sharing experiences and testimony offers comfort and guidance.
Yeah.
It gives one fresh hope, it gives strength, and it gives encouragement. And you know, there's a beautiful saying that says encouragement is like oxygen for the soul.
Sure.
And we need that encouragement. We need that hope and oxygen. And so the book and the course helps one to be grounded, to manage emotions and be positive in your thinking, lessening fear, bringing peace, and building one's faith that everything is going to be okay.
Sure. And don't you want to hear that when you're going through the most? That's literally all that one considers a lifeline or anchor. I love what you said about testimony, because I'm very big on testimonies. I think in this season of my life, God is bringing to the very forefront of my mind the value of testifying of what he's done or what he is doing in our lives. And it brings to life that verse in Revelation that we defeat the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of our mouths.
Yes.
So thank you so much for sharing that. I have to ask before we let you go, when and how do you run the courses and where can one purchase the books?
Okay, so purchasing the books is at Kum Bookstores nationwide here in South Africa. It's also on Amazon in Kindle format, or one can contact me directly. My details are on our websites, which are www.anchorforcancer.co.za or www.anchorforlife. In the second address, the four is a number four,
okay.
anchorforlife.com. In terms of the course, we run the course on Zoom at a time that is convenient for everyone attending.
Yeah.
I normally run groups of six. Mm-hmm. I find anything more than that is, you know, six is actually my maximum number of people. And either during the day or early evening for those who are working. It runs for 16 weeks, so it's quite intensive, but you know that a deep and thorough shift takes place in those 4 months. And you can access it from your cell phone, your tablet, your laptop. I also do run course groups in person.
Sure.
I'm running one at the moment with four beautiful ladies.
Yeah.
And they preferred the in-person to online.
Yeah.
And then I do offer a one-on-one counseling service over and above as an add-on to the course.
Sure. Jill, you are a well of wisdom, experience, and just encouragement. So thank you so much for making the time this afternoon to come be with us here on Gloriously Ordinary. I met you at the Bold Women Confident Women in Business. Yes. And I just saw your book and I was like, this is amazing. I would love for our listeners to at least connect with you and hopefully find the encouragement, the affirmation that they're looking for, that they're waiting for. And I feel like you've done exactly that. So thank you so much.
Can you
just before you go, repeat the details of how our listeners can connect with your work? You mentioned Anchor for Cancer on websites as well as Anchor for Life.
Yes.
But can you just give the long end of it?
Yes, of course. So my email address, anchorforcancer@gmail.com. Then my email address for Anchor for Life is jill@anchor4life.com. And then the two websites, www.anchorforcancer.co.za. Or if you are enduring adversity of another nature, then we're looking at www.anchorforlife.com.
Amazing. Jill, thanks again. To close off this segment of our time together, I'm going to play a track by Jonathan McReynolds and Chandler Moore, and it's called For Myself.
I've seen it for myself, all the stories I can tell.